AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In court in Los Angeles, Nick Reiner pleaded not guilty to the stabbing deaths of his parents, actor and director Rob Reiner and Michelle Singer Reiner, in December. No motive has been given. L.A. County District Attorney Nathan Hochman was asked about the possibility of the death penalty.
We take the process in which we determine whether or not the death penalty should be sought extremely seriously, and it goes through a very rigorous process. We will be looking at all aggravating and mitigating circumstances.
Reiner appeared in court with a shaved head and light facial hair, wearing brown jail clothes. Today is a blizzard day along the East Coast.
New York remains in a state of emergency.
Mayor Zohran Mamdani says a travel ban has been lifted in New York, but is urging people to stay off the roads.
Parts of Staten Island are being hit hardest by this winter storm. In addition to existing efforts, DSNY is deploying 65 further pieces of equipment to Staten Island, and the NYPD Tow Truck Task Force is now operating especially heavily in the borough to free stuck vehicles, which include MTA buses.
Snow fell at a rate of 2 to 3 inches an hour early today from New York through Massachusetts. More than 5,000 flights in and out of the country have been canceled today, according to FlightAware. The most canceled in New York, New Jersey, and Boston. Authorities are investigating a shooting near the country's northern border in New Hampshire. A person is accused of firing a gun at a Border Patrol agent who returned fire and struck the subject. The FBI says it happened early yesterday in Pittsburgh, New Hampshire, and the person is now receiving medical attention at a nearby hospital. An estimated 31,000 registered nurses and other frontline Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers will return tomorrow after a 4-week strike in California and Hawaii. The union says significant progress was made on a new contract. Stocks are sharply higher at the closing bell on Wall Street. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Denis Maximov's bakery in suburban Moscow became famous overnight after he appeared on President Vladimir Putin's annual call-in show in December. Now business is tough.
Denis Maximov had pleaded with Putin via video to look into new tax reforms. He said, while looking ahead with optimism, frankly speaking, many businesses will close down. And now the Kremlin is tapping consumers and small businesses for funds more than ever. Last week, Maximov told the AP he was just surviving. He says the increased pressure is significant. That's no secret. It hasn't been easy, but we've managed to accumulate the necessary funds, transfer them, and are looking ahead normally for now. As Putin's so-called special military operation in Ukraine marks 4 years, the mounting pressure on Russia's economy is starting to show. Oil revenues are dwindling, the budget deficit is up, and military spending that fueled robust growth has leveled off. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.